Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins, lo program today by me look lo sample of the big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
RNZ Pacific News lo pigeon, me Koroi Hawkins. One fella advocacy group, and me tell him that Australia, New Zealand with team UN Refugee Agency, and me been taken far too long for processing of the refugees. 14 people ought to been arrived in New Zealand from Nauru as of May 24, with him one flat Nara refugee agreement for arrival Tuesday. This one hemi under law New Zealand Australia resettlement arrangement, where hemi meant for resettling up to 150 people by June 30 and further 150 law 2024 and 2025. Immigration New Zealand hemi say process ya hemi say take him 6 to 8 months, but Refugee Action Coalition member Ian Rintol, hemi said this one hemi no good enough. Hemi say something lot people out have been stopped 8 or 9 years under law Australian immigration detention, and hemi say otter should not made for wait any longer. One fella kite surfer lo French Polynesia hemi been injured lo one fella shark attack. This fella 25-year-old woman hemi around 100 meters offshore Kosap lo Hotel Arue where attack hemi occurred. Rescue services ota bin rushing woman go lo main hospital lo Tahiti, where them reports ot say bite hemi no life threatening. Local authorities ota discourage him swimming along lo that fella beach, but ota no been declare him any ban. Ot say ot kind incidents o same okata extremely rare. Hemi come behind now death lo one fella man lo New Caledonia lo Sunday from one fella shark attack while hemi been fishing. Wallis and Futuna hemi been recording first fatal crash blow year. One fella man lo 60s hemi been run off lo road lo village blow Alele lo high speed during lo one fella crash where hemi been go inside lo one fella drain. According lo public broadcaster lo Wallis and Futuna, firefighters had been arrived quick time lo scene, but driver hemi been die finish. Selen hemi been set aside lo Cook Islands 2023 budget for caregivers and people lo minimum wage for take pay rise. Budget hemi been approved by cabinet and this time hemi with him now public accounts committee for review and any recommendations by hemi need for hemi approved by Mark Brown before hemi debated and accepted. Minimum wage by hemi increased from $8.50 New Zealand an hour go lo $9 lo number 1 lo July. Caregivers allowance where me go lot people would look after them elderly or people with disability by me also increase from $200 per month go up to $300 and again law kasim $400 law July 2024. Prime Minister Mark Brown him say support him important something because cost of living him go ahead for go up too. Pacifica Medical Association hemi been expressing talk sore blem lo Tongan Royal Family lo passing lo Princess Mele Siu Ilikutampu. PMA Chief Executive Debbie Sorensen, MEC organization, and we got a special relationship with him, Princess, since we've been attending launch blow first allocation blow selling for Pacific Health, Law New Zealand, winning 20 years ago finish. Mrs. Sorensen, MEC Her Royal Highness, by him, remembered for legacy blame, also one for a passionate and endearing leader. Reserve Bank blo Fiji hemi say ota economy blo country hemi go ahead for benefit from strong rebound lo tourism. Bank hemi say visitor arrivals hemi been increased steadily since reopening lo borders and strength lo tourism hemi spill over lo other parts lo economy. Lo first 4 months lo this year 252,245 fala visitors not been arrived, slightly more than same period lo 2019. Lo 2024 and 2025, Fiji economy hemi forecast for hemi grow by 3.8% and 3% respectively. But bank hemi say risks lo outlook hemi including geopolitical tensions and possibility lo global recession. Lo New Zealand one fella Waihi Beach Councillor hemi say streets and homes flooded yesterday after torrential rain hemi been hit before. About 120 millimeters and been fall down over 2 hours. Hemi sending water pouring through the homes and ripping up the roads low Bay of Plenty town. Katikati Waihi Ward Councillor Alan Sole, hemi say 10 years ago finish, hemi one for a major flood low same area. Hemi say council hemi been alarm people for raising water homes blockata above water thing him now water level by hemi kasim. Lo sport advocates blow out Pacifica rugby players. Ot say out rugby unions lo New Zealand ot must make sure mental health support. Hemi make him up one for important part lo rugby development programs blocketa. Former All Black Jason Tiatia, and he said that he's critical for Pacifica players, lo New Zealand and lo region, lo this day and age for them mentally prepared for challenges for sport on and off the pitch. Tok lo launch blo mindset engage mental health program for Pacifica players and managers. Tiatia hemi say out Pacifica mentality for it stop quiet and not talk about him or cut struggles. Hemi need for change and not players and managers need for talk about him not issues work at the garem. Fijiana 15 not a bintrashen PNG Kasawaris lo opening blo Oceania Rugby Women's Championship. PNG post career hemi report him 7-star Rehapi Olunisao hemi ran him in 4 tries lo 77-0 hiding lo Bond University lo Queensland. Lo second match Samoa Manusina 15 not a bin beat him ota Foifuilupe 69-5 lo Tonga. Tonight Manusina about face him Kasawaris and Fijiana about to play him now Foifuilupe. Papua New Guinea with team Solomon Islands national football teams about play one game each against team Singapore lo City State lo next month. Lions oketa ranked 158 lo world but playing PNG wata ranked one place below lo number 15 lo June before ota higher ranked Solomon Islands wata lo 134 lo FIFA rankings about playing oketa Singapore Lions 3 days behind. Both matches about kick off lo 7:30 p.m. Singapore coach Takayuki Nishingaya hemi been using what games there for prepare for team for forthcoming 2026 World Cup qualifiers. Hemi say both opponents but providing kind of challenges where ota by like for exposing what players block at lem lo higher level lo physical competition. Hem now news and sport lo pigeon from RNZ Pacific. And hem now some for okata top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time the hemi join him now team from Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
In tonight's headlines, TLBR launched a code of practice consultation. Leo replaces Greg on the Commission of Inquiry. New residency visa card in July. URA rolls out public education program and first ever marine litter pilot project on Ifira. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau, leading our news tonight. Police Commissioner suspended while investigation underway. Colonel Robson Yavro has been suspended as Commissioner of the Vanuatu Police Force as of Monday, May 29th. The Chairman of Police Commission, Mr. Rafay Taiwia, has reported to VNN that his letter of suspension will be handed to him tomorrow, Wednesday, 31st of May. Taiwia says the Commission has taken its decision following reports of his misbehavior in one of the casino in Port Vila in recent date, which is Casino 21.
Recommendation, let me come through long report where me come lock up 21 and then pass through long police investigation come to the commission, so commission into the maximum now. Suspension without pay.
Police Commission Chairman says processes have been followed before taking such disciplinary decision.
Everyone, you know, on local process, and we process number through long, from the general and long, then of the public. Our process here, we follow up straight to passing blame, the law when required. And then we can blow and blame long yesterday, which we can see them. And the police are now, by tomorrow, by the official hand over to the Commissioner of Police, law say from my suspense, law handle further notice, law and man is done. And then now, from my village, put them in the police force, law investigate them, minor issue and stuff.
Taiwia says despite their rankings, police commission must adhere to disciplinary guidelines according to Police Act Cap 105.
Suspension long side long disciplinary suspension without pay.
Yavro's suspension is effective as of Monday, while he will receive a suspension letter from the chairman tomorrow. While he is away for 1 month without pay, the commander of EMF will be on acting basis.
Commander Blo now by commission, we ask him for him now by acting till commission completing 1 month suspension plan.
The Chairman of Police Commission, Rafael Tai Wea. In telecommunication, TRBR, the Telecommunications, Radio Communications and Radio Communication Broadcasting Regulator, has launched a first draft code of practice for consultation in line with Section 72A of the Telecommunication, Radio Communications and Broadcasting Regulation Act, number of 30 of 2009, as amended. The purpose of the Code of Practice is to address multiple issues in relation to content, according to the regulator, Brian Winchy.
Really, content is not specifically into the specific contents, but overall it's broad. For example, sexual content and nudity or violence and that could have negative impact to the communities.
The launch was attended by main broadcasting entities. The purpose of this consultation is to give members of the public, licensees and stakeholders and other interested parties an opportunity to comment on the draft code of practice and complaint handling procedures that are to be observed by the licensees providing audiovisual media services in Vanuatu.
This code of practice is for the licensees. For the broadcasters, even regulating all individual journalists, we regulate the broadcasting or licenses only.
When the public consultation process is complete and the TRBR is satisfied that the draft code is fit for purpose and contains appropriate community safeguards based on responses received from the public, broadcasters and other stakeholders, the TRBR will issue a final code and will publish it online on its website. On Commission of Inquiry, Colin Leo, a lawyer by profession, has been appointed as the new chairman of the Commission of Inquiry into the Citizenship Office. Changes have been made after the Minister of Justice, John Steele Tarikwetu, has removed the initial chosen chairman and secretary of the Commission of Inquiry, Mr. Glenn Gregg and Ms. Christina Tina, on the 10th of May, as they have conflict of interest into citizenship programs. The decision to replace Gregg and Tina was made to ensure credibility and impartiality of the Commission of Inquiry. Two names were submitted to fill the gap left by former chair and secretary, and they are Michelle Maurice and Flora Bani. The Commission of Inquiry has only 3 months to complete the investigation. On other news, starting from July 3, 2023, the Department of Immigration and Passport Services will introduce a new residency visa card, replacing the current paper card format. This is a significant change from the department, according to its director, Jeffrey Maxson. Maxson says the upcoming residency visa card will be made of durable PVC material similar to the national ID card and driver's cards. Director says it's important to improve the durability and resilience as the primary core of the changes. The current paper-based visa cards are not waterproof or can get damaged easily under some conditions, making it difficult for the compliance team to ensure their effectiveness. On the other hand, Director Maxson also added that there would be some minor adjustments to the existing visa process. As part of the residence visa application, applicants will now be required to submit a coloured ID photograph that will be printed on the new residency visa card. This additional step ensures that the card holder's identity is accurately reflected, aiding in the prevention of forged or unlawfully issued visas. Furthermore, it will serve as an effective measure against the fraudulent use of visas belonging to other individuals. In Marine Project, today is the first ever Marine Litter Pilot Project Beach Cleanup at Ifira Island from members of the Sustainable Waste in the Pacific, SWAP, implemented by the Department of Environment Protection and Conservation in collaboration with New Zealand partners and Sustainable Coastlines. The project is funded by the French Department Agency. More report with Jaren Firiam.
Members of the community of Ifira help alongside members of SWAP during the beach cleanup, including a training on waste audit. Julie Pillet, coordinator of Sustainable Waste in the Pacific, explains what the Marine Litter Pilot Project and its purpose.
It's a 3 million euro project for 4 years. It started in 2022 and we will finish, or it will be 5 years because we will have 1 year extension, so it will finish in December 2024. It includes five countries and territories, so Fiji, Samoa, Solomon Islands, Tonga, Vanuatu, and Wallis and Futuna. And we have four thematic areas, so marine litter management, disaster waste management, used oil management, and sustainable financing. So the objective is to involve three communities in Vanuatu, in the main islands and Ifira. And so we will ask them to do cleanup and waste audit two or three times over a 6 months period to know how marine litter is generated. And also we will work with the Department of Environment to develop awareness tools to try address the problem at the source. On a long-term perspective, we would like to address the problem at the source, so we need to know how waste is generated and which kind of waste we can find on beaches.
She says every 2 months there will be another cleanup regarding the marine litter pilot project done today.
So for this pilot project, we will do cleanup every 2 months, and then at the end we will try to develop a report including all the countries to understand at the regional level how waste is generated and to support our members to address this problem at the regional level.
During the clean, Mr. Nato Taiwia, a community member of Ifira, expressed his thoughts on the cleanup.
I'm good. I'm very good. From Ifira, you must have said, I'm very stable. So every day, every place on the come only come solo pleasure. So me play make him walk for me long time. Oche me play same me walk here for play me. I me build him every man lo if he not pass them. So me play time play look to team play clean me me na. Ale pelche me me every time me play receive from open salora stop floating come lo if he.
Nato Taiwia, community member of Ifira Island. Jaran Firiam reporting for VNN.
Well, thank you, Jaran Firiam. And Wentz. The Utilities Regulatory Authority, URA, has commenced the rollout of its PEP sessions, firstly throughout Efate Island as part of its public education program, PEP 2023. Its Chief Executive Officer, Paul Cowan, says PEP sessions will be contacted by URA team throughout the archipelago, but especially in areas where there is on-grid electricity demanded by consumers and sold at a price by electricity operators and concession areas. Mini and microgrid areas, community areas, including potential areas which are likely to have electricity network grids established. This week, URA team have visited Mangaliliu, Napku, Farea, Fatenleng, and Siviri community. And during their presentation, people have showed their willingness to know more about their services, where questions and interactions prove that there is lack of knowledge on utility service billings by electricity company. Questions raised related to the use of prepayment meters and the extension of electricity service to areas within the community that were still without access to electricity. The URA team also collected complaints from individual customers that will be brought to UNALCO ENGIE's attention to address. Another issue raised is the limited number of UNALCO ENGIE's resale points in North Efate. URA is aware that a contributing factor is poor internet coverage in the area, which URA reported that will consult the Office of the Telecommunication, Radio Communication and Broadcasting Regulator, TRBR, and UNALCO ENGIE on these matters. With that, conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News, but you can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu, or on Radio New Zealand Melanesian Update RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. A very good night.
And that was the Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
And hem now Melanesian Update Program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website blo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.